You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane.
All week on Audiograph, we've been playing you this sound.
Can I get a piece of cardboard so it sounds more?
Just hold it.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
The fastest is wax paper.
Yeah, probably.
Oh my god, it's so fast.
Ooh, you think you know what that was and where we recorded it? We sent KALW's Marlo McKenzie to the top of a hill in San Francisco to find out.
My name is Hannah, and I'm 10.
Yes.
I'm Isabella, and I'm also 10.
I'm Genevieve, and I'm also 10.
We are in San Francisco at Douglas Street at the big cement slides.
They're called the Seward slides, I think.
Seward Street
or something.
Seward.
Right, I said sewage.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
When you start at the slide, you're like, oh my god, that's a long way down. And then once you're going, you're just kind of in the moment.
It's very thrilling as you go down.
When you jump off, it sort of feels like you're flying, like, because you go, woo.
If you lean forward, you go slower. And if you keep your hands onto the cardboard that you're sliding on, you go all the way to the, through the slide. You don't fall off in the middle.
Oh my god, he went face first.
Oh gosh.
I'm Doug and I refuse to state my age.
I'm Cleo and I'm 12 years old.
I am still trying to find my technique. I have drawn blood. I have injured myself on the first time. I keep falling off my cardboard, which then makes me come to a screeching halt. So I have yet to perfect my slide technique. I've lived in the city for 25 years. I did not know this existed. I actually lived in this neighborhood for 3 years and did not know these were here. So it's a very well kept
slide.
Do you know the history of the slides? Well, what I heard was that this parcel was going to be developed into some huge monstrosity, and the neighbors didn't want that.
There was a lot of neighborhood opposition. This is back in the late 1960s, and neighborhood housewives came out in their robes and kept the bulldozer from going on the site.
That one's faster, for sure. What, that side?
My name is Bill Murphy. So I've lived on the uphill side from where the slides are for 24 years.
Oh, that was great.
The city rec and park department was persuaded to purchase the land. There was a competition for what should be done with the site, and it was a young girl who came up with the idea for the slides. And the slides were built and landscaped and dedicated in 1973. The portion of the property that abuts Corwin Street was a weed-choked lot, and a group of neighbors got together and actually had the Rec and Park Commission change the designation of the land to a community garden. We have to go to the top for me to show you.
Okay.
So this is the upper entrance to the Corwin Street garden. If you stand here and look in the garden, it seems rather improbable that a garden could ever have been established here, given that slope. Look at that. They couldn't be more different in terms of the kind of use they get and the kind of energy they have. The slides are focused on a thrilling ride down the hillside, as opposed to the gardens that are really for people come here for quiet contemplation, to be alone.
You really put in my mind the idea of play and contemplation, like side by side.
Contemplation. Whoa. Play
so
and contemplation.
High five. That's awesome.
Now let's go up in the garden.
Okay.
Now I know what's going on.
Thanks to Marlo McKenzie for that great peek into one of San Francisco's hidden neighborhood spots. Now, a lot of you recognized the screaming sound of cardboard on concrete this week, and not only from Seward Street.
I definitely know what that is because whenever my grandchildren come to visit, the first thing we do is go out to Golden Gate.
Coordination Golden Gate.
Correct car.
Seward Street, Upper Noe Valley.
And slide down that big
concrete or cement slide.
Slide in the big children's playground.
What a fun little ride that is.
Yay!
Bring your wax paper.
Our winner this week is John Pabst. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. And for the rest of you, we have an idea. A neighborhood slide atlas. Head to KALW's Facebook page and post your favorite slide. And if you have a photo, even better. And if you have ideas for where we should record next, give us a call. 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. Can't wait to hear from you. Can't wait to see your slides. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.